Matthew chapter 24, beginning with verse 32. Learn this lesson from the fig tree. When its branch has become tender and produces leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see all these things, know that he is near, right at the doors. Amen, I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. No one knows when that day and hour will be, not the angels of heaven, not even the Son, but only the Father. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be when the Son of Man returns. In fact, in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the very day that Noah entered the ark. And they did not realize what was coming until the flood came and took them all away. This is how it will be when the Son of Man returns. At that time, two men will be in the field. One will be taken, and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken, and one will be left. So be alert, because you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this. If the master of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. You also need to be ready for this reason. The Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not expect him. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his master has put in charge of his household to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master finds doing this when he returns. Amen, I tell you, he will put him in charge of all that he has. But if that servant is wicked and says in his heart, my master is staying away a long time, and he begins to beat his fellow servants and eats and drinks with drunkards, the master of that servant will return on a day when he does not expect it, and at an hour he does not know. The master will cut him in two and assign him a place with the hypocrites, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Chapter 25. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. When the foolish ones took their lamps, they did not take any oil with them, but the wise took oil in their containers with their lamps. While the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. But at midnight, there was a shout, look, the bridegroom, come out to meet him. Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, give us some of your oil because our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, no, there may not be enough for us and for you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves. But while they were away buying oil, the bridegroom came. Those who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other virgins also came and said, Lord, Lord, let us in. But he answered, amen, I tell you, I do not know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.